Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Wednesday, August 19th, 2020. Today he is talking to us about self-acceptance. Your present life is perfect for you. Here in the spiritual and non-physical realms, we are with you in every moment, cheering you on most enthusiastically and encouraging you mightily as you move powerfully along the home straight toward your awakening. Your destination is in sight and your arrival is inevitable. You have been most magnificently and powerfully setting the intent for humanity to awaken, and then, by following through on that intent, by also setting the intent to be loving whatever arises, you have been bringing it to fruition. Many of you are sensing the closeness of this most wonderful moment in humanity's spiritual awakening, this moment when an astounding leap forward or upward on your unfolding path of spiritual evolution or enlightenment will occur, filling you with joy at a level that you have never before been even able to imagine, let alone actually experience. The eons prior to this moment, which have seemingly been spent in darkness and conflict, are coming to an end. They have been invaluable learning experiences for the many who have been open to learning, exploring, and observing without judgment. But for the majority, they have been extremely dark ages, delivering what appears to have been an endless succession of events that have caused them intense pain and suffering. However, also throughout these aeons, when souls have laid down their physical bodies, as all inevitably do, they have been warmly welcomed home into the light of God's infinite love, where every one of his divine progeny enjoy their eternal existence. Many have been extremely shocked and horrified when, in that moment of transition, they experience their life review, which presents them very rapidly indeed, in what in the present age you might call a virtual reality experience, with every interaction that they have had with others throughout the life of form which they are now leaving behind. As ego-driven humans, it is extremely difficult for you not to judge yourselves as right in comparison with others with whom you interact during your lives, and those others, of course, do the same. But that egoic perspective that you each experience is extremely narrow and massively restrictive, as you realize immediately during your afterlife review. There is no judgment, but you are each horrified by the sudden and overwhelming awareness of the various unloving actions and behaviors in which you realize that you have engaged. For some, who have committed what can only be described as horrific atrocities, totally unreal as they are, because there is only love, God, Source, the shock is so intense that they effectively fall into what on earth you would describe as a coma. This state can last for eons before they heal enough to objectively view that life, understand that they are completely forgiven, so that they can then forgive themselves, and thus find themselves free to choose to reincarnate once more in order to deal with their individual karma and learn the lessons that, previously, they had neither seen nor recognized. With that healing complete, they start again with a totally clean slate, utterly free of any shame or guilt, to plan a new incarnation. Attempting to access information about previous lives, previous incarnations as a human, while often very fascinating, can be a very diverting distraction as you try to second-guess the reason for your present incarnation and the situations and events with which it presents you. Although you have no memory of the marvelous life plan that you prepared prior to your present incarnation, and with great wisdom and guidance from others in your soul family, that plan ensures that you are always precisely where you intended to be for the lessons you had chosen to learn. Your present life is perfect for you, even though it may well appear to you that this cannot be the case. The point is to live now, thus allowing the life to unfold for you as you had planned, so that you can deal lovingly in the moment with issues and events that arise as they arise, and so learn the lessons you wish to learn. trying to forecast and plan for what you think may occur tends to be very counterproductive and often causes unnecessary anxiety. Just remind yourself that there are no accidents or coincidences, and that everything you experience was beautifully pre-planned to teach you to love and accept yourself just as does Mother, Father, God, Source, Love. Loving and accepting yourself, despite the inadequacies and incompetences you may believe you have within you, honors God who created you to be precisely who you are, for her joy and yours. You do not honor your Creator by dishonoring and negatively judging yourself. Doing so drains your energy and distracts you from being the loving being that God created, because to dwell on your human limitations and inadequacies blocks your awareness of the wonders and mysteries with which life is constantly presenting you and keeps you in an almost constant state of negative self-judgment where you close yourself off from love. Love is always with you, waiting with infinite patience for the inevitable moment when you finally choose to open to it and accept it as it accepts you, completely and utterly. Life, love, God, Source, you, is, and is infinite in its magnificence, in its glory, and in its sempiternal presence. You are always one and all, and that is a most wonderful mystery to contemplate, to dwell on, and in which to enfold yourself by surrendering to it and thus delivering yourself to yourself in an absolute abandonment of self to love. Your loving brother, Jesus.